lot of you will probably ask about my decision to go for it. So yesterday at the end of the game, so I thought I'd open it up today with a conversation I had over the weekend. Someone had asked me if I had a do-over, what would it be from last season? And I really didn't hesitate. I thought back to our game against San Francisco. At the end of the game, it was a fourth down and two, and I decided to kick a field goal instead of going for it. And it bothered me all that season. It bothered me in the off season, and because I didn't send the message to the team that I believe, and I so do. And I preach brotherhood, not just on Monday through Saturday, but that's especially important on Sunday, having each other's backs. And we still have a long way to go. We got lots of work to do. But what I do know, we're going to be an aggressive outfit and one that attacks in all three phases. And I know you've heard hundreds of times, always it's a gut call of when to go. And I understand when it's a good one, it's a gutsy call. And when it's a bad one, you blew it. So I understand that comes with the job. What I have learned from the coaches I've worked with, and now that I get to call it on my own, is we're going to play our style and we're going to play it aggressively. And I lost sleep last night because of the outcome. I didn't lose sleep because of the decision to go for it. I can promise you that. We have one of the very best offenses in the NFL, and we're going to ride that horse. And it has not a thing to do with not having on defense. I thought, honestly, if we did there, we'd get the stop, and we didn't do that. So just wanted to make sure I was real clear with you guys on that before we open it up with questions regarding the game. So definitely one that stings for the players, just like it stings for the fans. And we'll reset and get ready to get rocking again for this game this weekend. So just figured I'd open it up with that.
Yeah, Coach, I know, you know, most folks kind of felt, you know, the decision, you know, they understood that part, but then
sure.
a stretch run on that, you know, did y'all consider any power plays or running straight at them, opposed to sliding them, trying to get them moving and so forth?
Yeah, we definitely would consider that one as well. And to have two shots at it, you know, the third and one and the fourth and one to not convert was difficult for us. It's also a really clear example led of we do what we do. And we had a good look for the play, and we didn't execute it. So, you know, sometimes when you have that fastball, you throw that fastball. And we're very good at running that play, and we didn't execute it on that one. But I understand the second guess that goes with that. That comes with the territory, and I totally understand that. But like I said, don't second guess the decision, just the outcome.
How did you view the blocking there?
We had a missed assignment where we didn't get the job done. And so Tev didn't really, Free did not really have a chance to get going. The linebacker ran through. So it's a play that we're comfortable running, Vaughn, but we didn't execute it in a really critical time for us.
With the style of defense that you play, in what ways can you be better with the short stuff they were running, the crossing
sure.
routes?
And I'll give them credit for sure. We had, you know, the difference between playing man-to-man and when you're playing zone. And some of the man-to-man ones, you can play really tight and really aggressive. And when you're in some of the three deep zone against five out, that's where, you know, you have to have some adjustments that go with it. The difficult part for us is we had some errors in some that allowed some explosive plays, not necessarily just on the underneath ones, but we have real belief in what we do. We have real belief in the style that we want to play. It was encouraging for us to see the turnovers, and we've talked about that part of our game totally coming to life. We saw that the tackling was much improved to this game. We ended up having five missed tackles where we've had a number of games that were in double digits. So those were the things that we took out, the positive. The run game was on point, but you nailed it in terms of not being as clean as we can when we're playing our zone defense, how fast you have to break, or playing our man-to-man and getting through some of the traffic on the bunches and the picks.
Is the spacing okay in some of those? Like, you got pressure on the quarterback, like on the third and long, like a Deion Jones learning where he's got to be behind the marker.
Yeah, and that learning curve needs to be done. You know, now that we've played a lot of football together, so knowing what we call knowing where the sticks are—that's an important part of playing third down. And we had some good opportunities in third down in the first half, and we didn't in the second half. So we know we're capable of doing that, and those long ones—that's especially difficult. I don't think we got conservative, but we didn't certainly execute as well. And we had some fouls right off the bat. And when you get into, you know, first and 15 and in one instance, first and 20, you can imagine how difficult that can be. So for us to have that many fouls, that was uncomfortable for us. You know, four pre-snap and two during the snap offensively to have that many fouls, that'll set you back as much as anything.
Was it a matter of them passing each other, passing people off through the zones on some crossing routes? Are people not rotating to their spot?
A number of different things. On one of the very first explosive plays, it was a matter of a defender not turning and running with the player who was in his zone. On another one, it was where he bit up on the one that's inside and in front of him as opposed to letting the one go behind him. So I wouldn't say it was necessarily just one thing. We had some man-to-man opportunities that we have what we call – we can cut a player. You know, one guy comes in, you can take him. We didn't execute those as well at times. So we knew we wanted to play some man-to-man. We know we can stand up and do that. So, like I said, we'll give San Diego their credit too for finding the holes and going to the right spots as well. But for us not to execute just as, as solid as we want to, that's painful for us.
Do you think you can get those things fixed with Aaron Rodgers coming in?
Yeah, you Sunday? Better, and because he knows how to, how to attack in a very big way as well. These are not errors that have been repeated, so that's what I like about this group. All right, here's a an error that has to be fixed, and we shine a light right on it and get that problem adjusted. We'll work like crazy to get our football exactly right for this weekend. We know, especially defensively, the way that Aaron can attack, especially, they're a very good third down team, how quickly he can get rid of the ball, we'd better be on point.
How encouraging is it to see some of the fruits of all the efforts to try to get your defensive front dialed in to get after the pass, or 4 sacks yesterday? Starting to see some of the labor come forward.
I am seeing that arrow totally moving up as far as the pass rush goes. Getting the quarterback off the spot, getting the sacks, and it was especially important to see the sack that turned into the forced fumble where we got it. We've had some of those where the fumbles have come on the quarterback. That happened in Denver where we did not recover, so I thought that was a huge part of this game. They're working in concert better together, and I continue to see that group improve, and I think Upshaw did a nice job, stepping in where he had to for Shelby.
You talked about the long pass play. Devondre said, hey, I screwed up. It was on me.
Yep.
First of all, how is it for a young guy to admit that and come to terms that he made a big mistake? And then the other thing I wanted to ask you is Desmond Trufant said, hey, I got to help these young guys out and stuff like that. Him being a Pro Bowl guy, how important is that, too, for a guy like True to say, hey, I want to pull these guys aside and help them out?
Well, you nailed it on True. His leadership has totally taken off, and I've been so impressed by that. His attitude, the way he kind of talks to his guys who are the DBs, they have a real he's got swagger and attitude to how he plays, True does. And no doubt he's been through some of the, growing pains that you go through as a first-year player, as a starter. But the guys totally respect Devondre, and he had some really good plays where he played man-to-man on the tight ends. It just so happened on that play and the one at the end of the game, in a man-to-man situation that he didn't execute like he wanted to. But I can tell you this, the guys have a lot of belief in him, and we do as coaches as well. But you're right in terms of leadership that comes from Trufant. He's a hell of a competitor, and if there's a way that he can help, pull somebody with him, he's gonna. Yeah, I can promise you he'll do that.
Update today on Tevin and might you need to make a roster move for depth at running back?
Yeah, we're discussing that big this afternoon. Fortunately for us, Ward is here, and he's somebody that has got game experience in the system and somebody that we can totally rely on. So we'll see as Tev goes through the next couple of days if that has to happen. Likely it would be in-house if we needed to.
You had four false starts in an environment where obviously noise isn't a factor. Communication issues there?
And that's what we really struggled with this, and we talked about it in our team meeting where we had more here than we had with two very loud environments over the last 2 weeks. So I wish I had a better answer for you for why, because that for sure would have been discussed. Collectively, that's us keeping our focus, keeping our poise, as an offensive lineman. Yeah, you want to fire off and go get somebody, but we had to the last few weeks as well. So we'll get that problem solved. They're a very committed group, this offensive line. They're very veteran-led, and for them to have that many, they were disappointed today for sure, knowing that we set ourselves back on some of the fouls.
The Packers caused the Vikings a lot of false starts in their game back then. What about that front and even more focus because of the Packers?
Yeah, and this one's on the other side for the defensive side with them where he has got a terrific hard count. And he was talking about the offensive line, and then you're on the defensive line. So for the defensive line, for years, Green Bay has been getting people offsides. And it's not just in Aaron's career. So that's dated for a good 20-some years right now between Four and Aaron. He's got a very good knack, and when that false start occurs where the routes convert to deep ones, Vaughn, so our defensive linemen, our blitzers, they had better be on point as far as, you know, not allowing those false, you know, us to jump off sides.
No, but I meant their defensive front. They caused Minnesota's offense.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so, I mean,
I haven't seen that yet. I'll look at that.
Yeah, but they have a pretty, you know, stout front.
Yeah, too. Especially in the run game. I know that's one of the things that they're good. They've got a very good third down defense, but I haven't seen that yet, but I'll for sure look for that.
Hey, Coach, with the 3 points in the second half, would no huddle have helped a little bit? I know the offensive line had its issues. Would no huddle help Matt get more rhythm?
Well, I'll look to see how many what we call turbo plays that we do right at the line. For sure, we're going to look at every way to attack it. I don't know if it would have helped, you know, at the line of scrimmage where we still had some of the fouls. I think that was as big a factor as any. We like the package that we go through. When Tevin got hurt, I would say we probably didn't go into it quite as much, knowing with Free. So that could have been a factor that I'm probably not alluding to.
Coach, what did you tell the team about finishing games?
Well, a lot. And we're certainly not going to put it in anybody else's hands. So we had the opportunity as a team. We watched an old fight. Some of the old heads back there, Led will recognize this. 1979, Vito Antuofermo and Marvelous Marvin Hagler. And it was his first chance at the title. And he didn't get the job done that night. And so the championship went right back to Antuofermo. And what he had said at that point was, we're never going to let it put, you know, in anybody else's hands. You know, from this day forward, you know, these are going to be my judges. And we've got to get to that spot. When we have the lead, when it's time to close, we're not going to put it in anybody else's hands. There's not going to be anybody else who's going to have to make a call. We're going to own it. And that's what we're working to do.
Julio's one of the top players in the league, but why does he not get together? There was another instance where another pass interference could have been called. What can he do? Or does anybody explain to you why he's not getting those calls when he's one of the elite players?
We talked about the call last week with the league. I've not spoke to the league today, you know, regarding any other calls. He's a big physical player, and there's a lot of contact that happens near him. But as far as why on certain ones or not, that'll be something that'll discuss with the league. But I don't have an answer for why there's not more fouls or not. He gets a lot of targets. He's used to, you know, the noise or the contact that happens in the style that he plays in. Let's face it, you know, a lot of people want to try to play him aggressive with not just one player. He deserves that kind of attention. But as far as the fouls go, you know, we're not going to rely on anyone else to make the calls for us. Well, for Bees at the, you know, coming off the ball, number one, he is running off this ball. And you see it in his get off. He's beating people off the edge. It's taken him time to understand, you know, how this game is, how I can go attack this offensive tackle. This one will be different from next week's. Been very encouraged by the work that he's put in on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So by the time he's ready to tee it up on Sunday, he's put that work in and he's ready to go attack. So we're totally encouraged by the progress that he's making.
How healthy is Muhammad Sanu? He had the groin and a couple games back, the shoulder.
Yeah, he came through fine. And he did get bothered by the groin during the week, but the shoulder's healed up, and the groin is doing well too. So we're expecting him at full gas here for the week, as well as all the receivers. We're just waiting to find out where Gabriel will be, and we won't know that information until Wednesday.
Could you go back to Tevin real quick? I'm sorry. Did you say how long?
I don't know yet. I'm going to meet later on with the docs today. He strained his hamstring. And so for him, how long? I think I'll have a better idea for you guys in the next, you know, 48 hours to see, you know, how significant a strain that he has. He's dealt with these, you know, strains before, and he is a fast healer. So we'll find out, you know, how long he'll be out.
So that's good that it's not a pop. It strains a little better.
Yeah, no doubt. And so we're just got to, you know, find out the severity of it and then find out, you know, when his strength can get back as a hamstring. Let's face it, he is a guy that can haul, and he'll need to have, you know, full strength for him to do what he does.